Peggy's Place.
If one more person asks me where my mum is, I swear I'll gob in their pint.
Ever heard of the saying, if you can't smile, don't open a shop?
You what?
In plain English, if you are in the business of selling things, whether it's pullovers or pints, you need to stay friendly.
That's easy for you to say. You're just starting your shift. I've been here since 11.
Excuse me, Peggy not in today? Sorry, mate. She had a little accident. Nothing serious, I hope. Well, sort of. She broke a bone in her foot and she'll have to rest up for a couple of weeks. But the doctor said she'll be right as rain by the end of the month.
What exactly happened?
It was stupid, really. George, you know him, came in here one evening to show off his laptop. We were all standing round laughing at a film of someone singing when the computer slipped off the bar here and fell on Peg's foot. She did a bit of singing herself then, so we took her down to casualty at Queen Mary.
Send her my best and tell her to come back soon, you know.
It's just not the same without her. You'd think these guys are reading from a script. They all say exactly the same thing.
Hi, Jane. Nice to hear your dulcet tones in here again.
Well, get used to it, because the way it looks now, I'll be cooped up in here for another 10 days.
What did you get Peggy by way of an apology?
Nothing. It wasn't my fault that stupid computer fell on her foot.
Phil, the cable was wrapped round your leg.
You're going to be asking me to pay damages next.
I was just coming to that, actually.
Before you start dreaming about big fat insurance payouts, let me point out that you bought that laptop in here and played around on it even though I was against it.
But it was still you who knocked it down.
Exactly. And in case I haven't mentioned it, that was a brand new computer. Anyway, it's no skin off your nose if the insurance pays for it.
It's the principle of the thing.
Look, I know it's a pain to fill in those forms and make all the calls, but I'll help you. Where do you keep the insurance papers? I could have a look at them right now.
Actually, that's the problem. I forgot to renew the policy. I'm not sure we're covered.
Does my mum know about this?
God, you've got ears on elastic.
The truth is, no, she doesn't know, and she would kill me if she did. Well, one of us is going to die then, because if I don't come home with a promise of cash, Maggie will have me shot at dawn.
What on earth are we going to do?
Haven't you got insurance, George? That would be worth a try.
Actually, I don't have any policies. I once worked out the cost versus the probability, and it just didn't add up.
You could always use the money for famine relief that was collected last month. It's in an envelope in the safe. Mum forgot to pay it into her account. If you're lucky, she'll never remember.
Jane, you've got the mind of a criminal. And I mean that as a compliment.